I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. A former ambassador from the Vatican to the U.S. is calling on Pope Francis to resign over his handling of sexual abuse allegations. Carlo Maria Vigano says he told the Pope 5 years ago about sexual abuse allegations against a high-profile American cardinal, but nothing was done. Pope Francis is already facing scrutiny following a Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing clerical abuse spanning decades. Austin Ivory is based in London, where he's a commentator on affairs in the Catholic Church. He's also a biographer of Pope Francis. I asked him what he makes of Vigano's 11-page letter.
He's painting a picture of a generalized kind of corruption, and he's particularly concerned, almost obsessed, one would say, with homosexuality. But the real sting of the letter, and the reason why his supporters and the group that's behind this have got excited, is that he claims that in 2013 he told Pope Francis about the former Archbishop of Washington, by then very long retired, Theodore McCarrick, that there was a big file of allegations about McCarrick, and he claims that Pope Francis therefore must have known that and basically did nothing about it.
Now, Pope Francis has not officially responded to these allegations, but challenged reporters yesterday to judge these accusations for themselves, the implication being that the allegations are not valid. Now, I know that Vigano has criticized Francis in the past, but what kind of concerns have the Pope's supporters raised about Vigano's credibility?
Well, I think that what they're saying is, look, first of all, this is a man with a long history of making allegations. In 2012, when he worked in the Vatican, he was basically sacked from the Vatican and sent to the United States as a diplomatic representative. And he made all kinds of claims back then, which, frankly, many of which really didn't stand up to scrutiny. And I think what the basic reservation people have about this letter is that here is a man who has opposed Pope Francis from the beginning, who objects to many of his teachings, who is part of a traditionalist group within the church, which really dislikes the Pope. And, you know, the fact that the letter ends with this called for resignation, you just think, well, okay, his motives here are suspect. Obviously, a lot of what he says is certainly interesting to a church observer like me. I'm not saying that it's all rubbish, but I think the way it's put together is ultimately unpersuasive.
Given all that, though, what does this letter and the reaction to it in the Vatican tell us about what's going on within the Catholic Church?
Well, it says two things, really. One is that people are very upset about these revelations concerning the former Archbishop of Washington. And they're absolutely right to be concerned, because what we know is that this man got to be America's leading churchman under Pope John Paul II, even though people knew that this behavior was carrying on. Now, a lot of people are saying we need this investigated. And I think actually Pope Francis will investigate. From his comments on the plane last night to journalists, I think he's fairly relaxed about it. He knows that there's nothing in this letter, you know, which he has to be personally too worried about. And I think he sees it all as actually this stuff probably needs to come out. And I think over the next few years, we're going to see it. There's a lot of anger out there, a lot of indignation, particularly with bishops. You know, why didn't we know this? How did this happen? And I think these questions are going to have to be answered.
Well, Austin, on the eve of the Pope's arrival in Ireland, we spoke with the founder of the Irish Protection Organization for Minors, One in Four, Maeve Lewis. That was on Friday. And I asked her if her disappointment is about Francis himself and the high hopes there were for him as Pope. I just want you to hear what she said.
When Pope Francis was elected, I think we all had high hopes that this papacy was going to be different, that he was going to really tackle vigorously the issue of child sexual abuse. He has been in office now for 5 years. Nothing has changed.
I mean, she did go on to say that Francis did establish the Commission for the Protection of Minors, but she also said it's toothless. Take away these allegations made by Vigano. What do you think about what Maeve Lewis said?
I just straightforward disagree with it. On the disciplinary front, the Pope has been vigorous in saying to bishops, look, if you cover up, if you fail to take action against an abusive priest in your ranks, you will have to stand down. Most of the allegations in Vigano's letter are really not about the sexual abuse of minors. They're about a kind of internal culture. We live now in a very different climate in the church, and I think this Pope has done a huge amount in that respect. But there's a huge amount still to be looked at and still to be gone over. This is an issue with which we as Catholics in the Catholic Church are going to have to live with for a long time. Pope Francis in Dublin, he said, you know, may we experience ever deeper shame about this. He's not running away from this. He wants to confront this. But it is an issue which is very, very, very complex, goes back a long way, and is going to take a generation to heal.
Writer and commentator Austin Ivory speaking with us from London. Thank you.
Thank you.